Hello, everybody out there in WMFO land. My name is Jane, and you are about to hear something about the women. This is a pre-recorded show. In fact, I'm recording it on the very last day of 2020, but it's airing on Saturday, January 2nd. As you know, on Something About the Women, we play music by women across all musical genres. And a giant shout out to Sue and Kirsten for holding down the fort. Something About the Women remote broadcasting since March, when WMFO closed and I stopped hosting. But now technology has brought me back into the DJ chair. I'm doing this all from home. There's going to be some bumps today, no doubt, but we'll have great music featuring 2020 and looking ahead with hope to 2021. My name is Jane. Welcome to another Saturday edition of Something About the Women on WMFO in Medford.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for
I'm not afraid to Oh, no. take a beautiful girl and hide her away from the rest of the world. I wanna be the one to walk in the sky. Now girls, they gotta have fun. Oh, girls just gotta have fun. Just gotta. And love for me is deep as the day is long. You know I never really meant to say it wrong. And when you stop and think about it, I only want the last word on it. Oh, girls just gotta have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun. Still standing there, and the world keeps turning round.
keeps turning upside down.
Oh, and you're still standing there. Yeah, and you're still standing there.
We started out that set of music with Ingrid Michaelson and the Winter Song Project doing Auld Lang Syne. Happy New Year! Thank God 2020 is over. Then we heard A Fine Frenzy, Now is the Start. Florence and the Machine gave us Dog Days Are Over. That was an early guitar demo version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. And we just heard Lucy Kaplansky and You're Still Standing There. And if you are hearing my voice and listening to WMFO in Medford, you are still standing there. You have survived 2020. And of course, with deep respect, not everyone has. I think of three huge dominating stories over the course of 2020. One is the election and the end of the Trump administration. One is the clamor for racial justice in this country. And one, of course, is the coronavirus, COVID-19. I did my last show on Something About the Women on Saturday, February 29th. Yeah, leap year. And then, of course, everything changed. Everything changed. It colored the entire year. Really, all three of those stories did. So you're going to hear an influence of those things coming up in the show today. When I host this show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and that's a six-song set on a given theme or by an artist. And we're going to do a bunch of six packs today. And we'll have one coming up soon about COVID, but we're going to just do a single song now that is a nod to the amazing fight for racial justice and equity in this country. I hope we are in a groove, actually making progress in this regard, but it is up to each one of us to take responsibility and to do our part. The song that to me really symbolized this time was actually not released in 2020. It was released 5 years ago, but it remains so important now. And this is a song by Janelle Monáe. It is called Hell You Tambo. And what this song does is say the names of Black people who have been killed. And that continues to happen. So when you listen to this song, it's going to have a lot more male voices than we usually hear on Something About the Women. But it is so important. And this was written by Janelle Monáe, and you'll hear her in there too.
Yeah.
Daniel Prude, say his name. Breonna Taylor, say her name. Rayshard Brooks, say his name. George Floyd, say his name. The National Police Accountability Project is a project of the National Lawyers Guild, a nonprofit membership organization of plaintiffs, lawyers, law students, and legal workers dedicated to ending law enforcement and detention officer abuse of authority. For more information, you can contact NPAP at www.nlg-npap.org.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver.
Brittany Howard with You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel. Now it's time for our first six-pack of the day. Six songs that I associate with the coronavirus or COVID-19 about sickness and healing.
Don't let us get sick. Don't let us get old. Don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave and make us play nice. And let us be together tonight. The sky was on fire when I walked to the mill to take up the slack in the line. I thought of my friends and the troubles they've had to keep me from thinking of mine.
When your day's long and the night is yours alone, when you're sure you've had enough of this life and take comfort in your friends. Everybody hurts. No one here to guide you.
Sometimes I wonder which hurts worst, the thought of dying or reliving every hurt. Is love the illness and disease the cure? Oh, the cure. Make it go away.
Get better soon.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm learning my brand new equipment, and my transitions are pretty terrible for the first half of the show today. So I'm hoping I'm going to get better. And speaking of getting better, we just heard Taylor Swift and the Chicks backing Taylor up. That was Soon You'll Get Better. Before that, we heard Sheryl Crow, Make It Go Away. Natasha Bedingfield sang Recover. Judy Collins with the Stephen Sondheim song, No One Is Alone. Jasmine Thompson covering R.E.M.'s song, Everybody Hurts. And we started out that six-pack with Jill Sobule covering Warren Zevon's song, Don't Let Us Get Sick. That was a six-pack with music. As I was thinking about the coronavirus, over 1.8 million people have died worldwide. Let's all do our part. We've got to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions, wash our hands, stay 6 feet apart from others, wear face coverings. Our small actions can make a big difference. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Thank you.
Well, one of the ways that you measure a year is by the people that you lost. And I've had personal losses this year, and practically everybody I know has. And then we lost some amazing people over the course of 2020. One comes to mind, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And we lost some amazing people in the entertainment world as well. Lots of very talented people died. I have a couple of songs to play from two that were particularly meaningful to me. The first is a beautiful voice of Broadway, Rebecca Luker, who actually just died in late December of ALS. And then Helen Reddy, the late, the great. So here are a couple of songs in memoriam.
Welcome to our house on Maple Avenue. See how we polish and we shine. We rearrange and realign. Everything is balanced and days and days and days. That's how it happens. Days and days and days. Made of lunches and car rides and shirts and socks and grades and piano. And no one clocks the day you disappear. Days and days and days. That's how it happens. Days and days and days. Made of posing and bragging and fits of rage. And boys, my God, some of them underage. And oh, how did it all happen here? There was a time your father swept me off my feet with words. We read books, strolled through Munich at night, drank beer with friends, discussed the places we would go. And he said I understood how the world made him ache. But no. That's how it happens. Days made of bargains I made because I thought as a wife I was meant to, and now my life is shattered and laid bare. Days and days and days and days and days and days and days. Welcome to our house on Maple Avenue. See how we polish and we shine.
Too big to ignore. 'cause it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice any longer, 'cause you've deepened the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom on the plain. Yes, I pay the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong,
strong.
I am invincible.
Helen Reddy.